When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
Welcome to another special live edition of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. If you want to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop down menu. We're always looking for more fan intros. Today we're going to talk about Nick Chubb not making the top 10 fantasy list, some stadium updates as we lost our name. Well, we didn't lose it. We gave it up. Some rebuilding talk. And then Jalen Hurts got a big contract we're going to get into. We want to see how it's going to affect the rest of the young quarterbacks around the league. So before we get into all that, though, remember you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube right now, please make sure you've liked and subscribed. Make sure that notification bell is tapped so you don't miss any of the new content we're putting out. If you prefer to just listen to the episode, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. Get access to the private Discord, which just got revamped this last week. We had a Dog Pack member who's pretty Discord savvy, so I gave him temporary ownership. That's how much trust there is in this. I just gave up ownership to the Discord to this guy who lives across the world. He's in Scotland. So if I ever want to find him, it's going to cost me some money to get to Scotland. I just gave him ownership, and he revamped the Discord for us. It's a lot more organized, more professional looking. There's a lot more topics and stuff going on in there now. So that's a good time for everybody. You get to play fantasy football with us. Once football season rolls around, you get an extra episode every week. It's a ton of good fun for everybody. You get to meet Browns fans from all over the world. So jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member. One last thing before we dive into this live episode, we want to remind you guys, we will be live coming draft night day two this year.
Correct. Friday night.
Friday 28th. Night. We have done a live draft episode every year that this show has been in existence, and we don't have a first round pick this year. So it doesn't make sense to do it on night one. So enjoy Thursday night watching whatever it is you watch it on ESPN, get your Mel Kuypers, your Todd McShays in. And then when you want some good actual fun coverage, we'll be here for you guys Friday night covering rounds two and three of the draft. Browns currently have a pick in round three. Everybody's kind of thinking they might move around, so hopefully they jump up into round two. And we have some exciting stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking about the first round, obviously, in between. You know, there's a lot of downtime, so we'll be able to fill that time with the first round. We're going to have DF in studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's been a longtime fan of the show, and then we've kind of signed him on to start doing some extra content for us, and you guys have been liking that. So he's actually going to drive here, take the trip from Columbus, meet us in person for the first time. We've known him now for a couple of years. We're excited to have him in studio. A big thing, Homage, our new sponsor, is going to be doing sponsoring contest that night. We're going to be giving away three free t-shirts, right?
Yeah, three shirts. Yep.
And then the like a bundle pack where it's going to have two t-shirts and a hoodie,
right?
And this isn't like the Dog's Pod. I think our merch is pretty awesome, but this is like a legit t-shirt company. Like, you're getting these are like $40 t-shirts we're giving away. Yeah. So yeah. This is a pretty sweet contest that we're going to be doing for draft night. We're going to have some other cool stuff going on. Typically the draft night episodes, everybody seems to have a really good time. So if you've been with us in the past and you kind of know what to expect, and we're hoping to go even bigger this year, we're going to be doing it from a new studio. And if you're new to the show, make sure you tune in. It's always a lot of fun. We always get a lot of audience interaction. Mm-hmm. We have guests. It's a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say, for this Homage giveaway, I'm going to be posting all the information to Twitter either later tonight, probably tomorrow. So you guys watching right now are going to kind of get a heads up on everybody else. There's multiple ways to enter the contest. We're going to give away a t-shirt in the 7 o'clock hour, the 8 o'clock hour, and the 9 o'clock hour during night two. And then before we wrap it up, we'll give out the grand prize. One entry. I'm going to make a post, like I said, on Twitter. You got to retweet the post, tag a friend, and follow Homage and the Dogs Podcast. You should already be following us. You can get three more entries if you become a YouTube Dog Pack member, which shout out to Aiden Zapata.
Yeah.
He just became a YouTube Dog Pack member during this broadcast. So that's pretty cool.
Man.
And that's only 99 cents to get in, you know, those three entries, and then five entries if you become a Patreon Dog Pack member. And if you are already a Dog Pack member, whether it's on YouTube or Patreon, you already have those entries. So don't worry. You guys are already in the contest.
Awesome. So that's going to be a ton of fun for everybody. Hopefully you guys join us, win yourself some merch. I want to give a shout out to God the Highest here in the comments. He says, yo, what's up, dogs? Pretty sure that's the guy I met at camp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I still remember you. He came up and introduced himself at camp. It was super cool. So I wanted to give a shout out to him. It's been a while. He's still listening to the show, even after a rough season for the Browns. So shout out to him.
Pressure Jones says, Watson breakdown, fire, fire, fire.
Absolutely.
The rest of the internet thinks so also. So we want to jump into this today. The first thing, Nick Chubb doesn't give... He doesn't give a, you know, put his emotions on display very often, but this top 10 running backs, it's fantasy running backs. So I can kind of see why they would leave him off in a sense. I don't really totally agree, but I think the huge problem here is not only is Nick Chubb not on this list, Bijan Robinson's on it. Yeah. He never played a snap in the NFL. He's not even on a team yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how are you going to put this guy on a top 10 running backs list? Well, Nick Chubb noticed.
Well, that's the thing, real quick. This is because you said this is fantasy. So, I mean, what if he goes to New England? Is he a top 10 running back with Ramondre Stevenson, who's already in the top 10 as well?
Yeah, they got him in.
I don't think so. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk fantasy, though. So,
all right.
I got on Flea Flicker today.
Oh, yeah?
Looked at last year. And I know there's a little bit of a difference with half PPR versus PPR, okay, stuff like that, with running backs specifically. Mm-hmm. Chubb was number 5, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a nice year last year.
Yes, he was.
He's number 5 in fantasy and number 1.
Didn't even make the top 10
in the league.
So can we just talk about why is Nick Chubb, is it because he doesn't talk a lot? Is it because he's on the Browns? Like, why year in and year out he's disrespected? I mean, we've put out videos where we think he's the number 1 back, and you got Derrick Henry stands. You got all these people coming at us. No, he's not. But if you just look and you just look at the stats, he's the best running back in the league.
You know, I think it's two things.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Okay.
Because he does play for the Browns. I think that's low-key one of them.
Okay.
But if he got so many touches, he'd be leading the league in rushing every single year. He'd have like 3 or 4 rushing titles.
Got touches last year. I think everybody in fantasy was scared that he was going to split big time with Kareem Hunt, and it was non-existent. You know what I mean? At least for the last few years. And I think that's why maybe going into last year he got left out, but this year... He was the guy.
If you average every year since he got drafted, no one has more yards per carry, right, than Chubb?
I don't know if that still stands. Going into last year, it was like that. Like 5. I want to say 5.1 or something like that a carry.
Jonathan Taylor led the league in yards per carry the year before that, like his really good year.
Yeah. So I have the list pulled up.
Yeah. Let's go through it quick.
Do you guys just want to go 10-1 and just say, hey, better or worse? You know what I mean? Yeah. Is Nick Chubb better than this guy?
Let me start now. Better.
Yeah. So let's just, no, I'm just kidding. So number 10, we got Ramondre Stevenson. Is Nick Chubb better than Ramondre Stevenson?
Yes. And Ramondre Stevenson only has good fantasy games against the Browns.
And who's getting drafted in fantasy drafts first? Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenneth Walker III.
Dog, Nick Chubb.
I'm saying, yeah, I like his upside. I like Walker's upside a lot.
Well, I was saying Nick Chubb, and I see these two guys similar because of there's not a lot of pass catching, and they're just hard runners.
Yes.
Very, very hard runners.
Tony Pollard.
Oh, definitely.
Tony Pollard. Yeah, because he's not a high volume
guy.
We're going to see this year.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. They might draft Bijan. You know, you don't know.
Yeah, so that's fair. Oh,
how funny would that be?
And the argument a lot of people say is like, oh, well, you know, PPR, Tony Pollard's going to just eat it up. You know, I'm still, give me Nick Chubb all day. So we got Bijan Robinson. I think this one's kind of easy. The guy is completely unproven.
Yeah.
Don't wrong. stud in college. And like from what everybody says, this guy is going to.
He's a great prospect. But yes. He's not a pro yet.
Right, right. Number six, Josh Jacobs. And I love some Josh Jacobs.
He's done it once. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. He's been a good fantasy running back, but he's been like the top dude once.
Right. So you're giving it to Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five, Derrick Henry. Things are getting interesting.
Nick Chubb. I'll die on this.
Now, you will.
I would say, is this just strictly fantasy or just overall running back? Because definitely Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I might draft Derrick Henry first in fantasy solely because of touches.
He might get traded.
The thing with Tennessee right now is they've got nothing as far as passing offense, so you know they're going to ride Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one would be difficult fantasy-wise.
If we're doing it, here's the problem, though, is I think Derrick Henry's getting older.
Yes.
So yeah, he's going to be 30.
You know what I mean? So we know Josh would send him to pasture if he's going to be 30.
This is definitely the one dude who breaks the mold for that.
But he's been getting a lot of, but he's wearing down a little bit. And the thing that scares me about Derrick Henry is there's nothing around him anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the defense can solely focus on him. If this was 2 years ago or even last year, I'll probably take Derrick Henry over Nick Chubb in fantasy based on volume. But based on who's the better running back, Nick Chubb's better than Derrick Henry.
Yes.
And I'm not saying Derrick Henry's bad at being a running back. I'm just saying Nick Chubb is better.
Yes.
That's fair.
Yep.
And that's fair. If you just pay attention, if you look at things other than cool stiff arms, it's obvious.
And Nick Chubb's got a few of those too.
Shout out.
I'm not even trying to hear that.
Shout out real quick. Vic Hester. Welcome to the dog pack.
Welcome to the dog pack.
Thank you.
Number four, Jonathan Taylor.
Definitely. Jonathan Taylor's done it one time.
And that was
he was such a bust. How many fantasy leagues did he lose people last year?
He's taken number one. He was pretty much number one overall consensus guy.
Now, going injuries, I mean, that was the reason. It wasn't like played every game and sucked. He just wasn't, in the game.
What's the best ability?
Availability. And Nick Chubb, except for that 1 year where he had that knee injury.
And even then, he only missed, what, four games?
I think so.
Yeah.
Another guy coming back, Saquon Barkley. Nice, great year last year.
He had a
year.
Bounce back year. But I think a lot of that is Daboll's way better offensive, which helps. You know, but Nick Chubb's better than
Nick. But we've seen, as far as a running back, absolutely, because we've seen Saquon be that, he gets his stats on big plays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's not consistent. Where Nick Chubb, I mean, if he's averaging 5 yards a carry, he's getting 5 yards a carry.
Yes.
Yeah. Saquon Barkley will have 60 yards rushing. It'll be one carry for 63 yards and eight carries for -4.
There was that one game, and it was just like that. He literally had like 65 total yards, and I think he got like 58 of them on one play.
Yes.
So
and that's like kind of the story last year. And he's nice out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So I'm not, no slight, but Nick Chubb's better than Saquon.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Number two, Christian McCaffrey.
I like CMC.
I do like that guy.
He's very good.
If I'm going to say there's a running back in the league that is better than Nick Chubb, CMC would be the one that I would make the argument.
Now, as far as a pure runner, Nick Chubb's still better than CMC.
I agree.
But
with
as far
that.
As an all around do it all back, I mean, and CMC, don't get me wrong, like you said about Derrick Henry, I'm not saying he's a bad running back.
Right.
I'm saying Nick Chubb is just special on the ground.
Yeah, but CMC can, you don't think of him as a between the tackles runner, but that dude
runs. Oh, he is.
Oh, he can do it.
Yeah. Yes. So that is somebody I would listen to an argument for CMC any day before I'd listen to an argument about Derrick Henry.
Okay. And last but not least, Austin Eckler.
Oh, I think he's done.
You think he's done?
I think he was requesting it. I mean, the team he's on doesn't even want to pay him.
Well, I mean, they told him, he asked if he could seek a trade. They said, sure, go ahead. And then now he's back because nobody traded for him. So
I think he'll be like a good back, but I think he blew up the 1 year with a bunch of touchdowns. And I don't know. To me, he's like at the tail end of where he's going to be.
He's good, but for fantasy, he's up at the top of the list because PPR. He catches passes.
Yes. Okay.
So I think we put that to bed. What do you guys think? Where does Nick Chubb rank in the league in terms of best? Is he 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Say 4 or 5. I don't know why you're watching this show. but no, I think he's arguably number one. Top 2 or 3, no doubt, is Nick Chubb. So then we wanted to move on here. We wanted to – so some news broke earlier in the week. The Browns and First Energy agreed to mutually part ways, kind of like me and my high school girlfriend.
I'm sure it was
that's
mutual.
What, yeah, yeah. That's what you call it.
Yeah,
sure
it was mutual. Yeah, it was very mutual. So we are no longer going to be First Energy Stadium. It's going to go back to Cleveland Brown Stadium, which I think is kind of cool. I like. I had actually read an article maybe close to a year ago about there was a Cleveland or an Ohio like representative or somebody in Congress or somebody in Cleveland government.
Cleveland City Council.
Yeah, didn't want First Energy to be the name of the stadium anymore because First Energy was crooked or I don't remember what it was, but yeah. So and then I just kind of like put it out of my memory because nothing happened of it, and then all of a sudden this week we mutually agreed to part ways with them.
It says they were charged in the political corruption scandal for allegedly manipulating the passage of House Bill 6.
Well, sounds real.
Anybody true. Got an energy expert slash you know somebody in the politician we don't know. That's a great question.
They were charged in the political corruption scandal for allegedly manipulating the passage of House Bill 6, which is criminal behavior. I don't really understand the whole thing. I've just pulled this up to kind of discuss what was going on, but I know people were like, oh, why'd they pull their sponsor? They didn't pull the sponsorship. It was a mutual parting of ways, like you said, but it was being called for by Cleveland City Council. Like, we need to get the First Energy name off of the Browns.
Which
stadium.
To me is, if it's a nice way of saying the Browns said, listen, we're not going to let you guys be the name of our stadium, but we'll like put it in the media as it was mutual.
Yep, exactly.
To let you guys save some face for giving us billions of dollars the last few years.
It's been since 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So the government, man. I'm not trying to turn this into listen, I'm as much pro-America and pro-capitalism as you'll find, but I don't trust the government as far as I could throw them. And these guys, and or just like rich people in general.
Straight into the Joe Rogan podcast real quick up here.
So you know, good for the Browns, you know, because I guess this is just rich people problems, but corruption, man. You know they got a car that runs on water, man. Oh, man. I hope my wife is, she's slowly turning into a conspiracy theorist. She sends me reels every day of like, can you believe this happened? And I'm like, you got to get off.
You got to get off TikTok. You got to get off it.
So, but, so yeah. So do you think we just stay Cleveland Brown Stadium or do you think we'll pick up anybody else?
My opinion
is a lot of money to not have somebody.
Right. Like these stadium names are always sponsored by somebody. I think that this will be the 1 year's Cleveland Brown Stadium. And then after that, a deal gets done.
I like the simplicity of it. You know what I mean? I love the name going into it. The last thing like I really wanted to do was just be like, you know, Burger King Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio.
What's Pittsburgh Stadium now?
Acrisure.
That's terrible. Yeah. I actually like for one time defended Pittsburgh because I was like, they should have just figured it out and just kept it Heinz because I feel like that's just so classic. And to me, I'm not calling it that. What is it?
Acrisure.
I'm not calling it that.
Like, please, Cleveland Browns ownership, when you go to make your next deal, please keep that in mind. Like nobody wants to, you don't want to be fumbling around with your team's name. And I hate, so, and it takes a while to get used to names. So like Jacobs Field,
still the Jake.
I still consider it the Jake, but I still will call it Progressive. Like it's grown on me.
It's gotten to that point. It's been enough years.
It was the Gund Arena and it took me forever to get into the queue.
I could never call it Quicken Loans. It was always once it was like I got the queue, I was cool with it.
Yes. Yeah. But then it was, and now Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is stupid.
It is horrible. Like it there's is terrible. No easy way to,
so please, cool way to say so it. Please don't go down that road. Please don't name it the Rocket Mortgage Brown Stadium.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like let's please make sure it's something nice.
Let me just fire off some of these terrible. I looked up a list yesterday just for fun to see how they, these are some stadium names just across the world. So we have the KFC Yum Center. We're not doing that. We can't.
Where is that?
Hold on. It was on a Bleacher Report article.
Was that like in North Korea or something?
The KFC Yum Center.
Louisville basketball.
No kidding. So,
well, because it's Yum Brands.
Oh, well, okay.
Or like KFC.
Yeah, there's Taco like, Bell yeah, and all yeah, them their own yeah. by Yum
Got
Brands.
Got the Tony
yeah.
Macaroni Arena.
Tony Macaroni. It's great.
The one that like really I thought was crazy, and I didn't even realize it happened, but Arrowhead now is HGF, what is it, HGAF, like, field at Arrowhead Stadium or something, and I'm like, we're doing too much.
Yeah.
You can't even put that on a t-shirt. Like, it's just too many words, you know what I mean? Like,
shout out Nick Lopez, Dog Pack member.
All right.
What up, Nick?
Thank you. Any other good ones? The KFC, first of all, Fire Cup. Who brought that in?
My kids got me that for Easter, bro.
Man, that's pretty sick, man.
You must be a good dad.
I like to believe so, but all the people in the YouTube comments say that I'm the worst because I like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I like that cup.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Any other good ones?
I don't know. That's my only thing is I'm looking through it right now. I guess just some of the other ones aren't too bad. Like, you know, you have like TIA, Bankfield, like Jaguars and stuff. Like, some of it goes together. Okay. I just didn't want like a whole business name and then, you know, Brown Stadium.
Well, if more people join the membership, it could be the Dogs Podcast Stadium.
Let's make it happen.
We only need like, what, a couple billion of you guys to join.
It would be cool if like a Cleveland based company could do it. I just don't know if there's any, I mean, like Progressive.
Guys, use our homage link and just buy a bunch of t-shirts.
Yeah.
And we can get homage stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I really think would be cool, and I don't think they'll ever do it, but I think like something with like Tower Turnbull or something like that. Like
Great
something.
Lakes.
Yeah. Something
Lakes.
That has
it's
like
on
a,
the lake.
Yeah. Something, cool. You know, that has a Cleveland.
But the problem is that to be like the naming rights on the stadium, it's probably billions.
Yeah,
I know.
And I just don't know if there's any cool local companies that have You're that right. kind of money. They'd have to cut them a break.
The Melt like, Bar hey, and Grill at Cleveland Stadium.
Last year you had you made $0 on your stadium rights, so we can give you like 50 grand. That's 50 more grand than you had last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only entity in Cleveland is like the Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, oh, that Cleveland Clinic won't. Stadium.
Yep. We need
don't they already sponsor Cleveland State's basketball arena or something like that?
I don't know.
I think you're right.
So
the Wolfstein Center?
The Wolfstein Center,
that
yeah.
What you're talking about?
But I think Cleveland Clinic's like all over there. So
what about Discount Drug Mart Stadium?
I was going to say Flannery Stadium.
The Shears.
There you go.
It could be the Shears. I got a Shears hat at a Browns game.
Shears, they sponsored the Cavs Halftime Report.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
rest in peace, Joe Tate. Oh, open up your mesquite barbecue chips and get a DiGiorno pizza.
That's throwing it back to any of you old school Cavs fans who listen to Joe Tate.
This episode is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest homemade burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. You get $20 off the burger perfection flight, plus free shipping. Discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tired.
So then the bulk of this episode, before we've really gotten off the rails for this live, hopefully you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, sorry.
The comment section's very quiet, so you guys are probably all like, you guys are stupid. Off the rails. Yeah.
This is just normal conversation before the camera starts rolling. Yeah. This is pretty much what it is.
So we wanted to get into this Jalen Hurts contract he just broke today. Made him the highest paid player in NFL history on a per year basis. I think I saw, what, 176
guaranteed?
$6 million guaranteed.
Or no, was that the Lamar numbers? Was that? Hold on.
I'll I had look it. Up.
I'm getting I my. I'm getting do. My Lamar and my.
No, I'm pretty sure you were right. So, 5-year deal, correct?
Yes, 5-year deal. Yep.
So 5-year deal, and I'm pretty sure it was 170. Here we 176 million, 179.3 million guaranteed, And I think you can actually get incentives to get that.
That's true.
To get that up higher.
Yep. Right, but it was what, a $255 million contract.
That can go up to 280 with incentives. Real. Yes.
So, first of all, I guess I want to say, does this put? I said this back when we signed Deshaun. Set the market, don't chase it.
Yeah.
And everybody's giving people crap about Deshaun's contract. And now he's the fifth highest paid quarterback.
Correct.
It hasn't even been in a year.
And not for long.
No, and the thing is, like, this is just kind of to play on the video that went out yesterday, to play on, like, the media kind of distorting the crap that the vast majority tends to believe is true. Everyone that hates Deshaun is saying, oh, the contract, you guys gave him the worst contract. Russell Wilson makes more money per year than Deshaun Watson. He was signed last year, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he
sucked.
Yes, as bad as Deshaun was in his 6 games, Russell Wilson was that bad for a season. Russell barely threw for more touchdowns than he has bathrooms in his house. I don't know if you saw that. That was a TikTok. Yes. TikTok series. Every week the guy got on and said, this is the week where we see if Russell Wilson has more touchdown passes than he has bathrooms. He has 12 bathrooms. I think he only got 12 or 13 touchdowns.
Wow.
So 15 max. So, no, the Deshaun Watson thing is... It's looking better and better. The big thing is it's fully guaranteed, blah, 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 whatever. But at the end of the day, it's your yearly cap hit, which we deferred. So Deshaun's goes up to like
64 and a half,
which is pretty high next year. But, you know, Andrew Berry will figure it out.
Oh, yes.
Restructure.
It'll get figured out. Don't worry.
So they keep restructuring. By the end of it, it's going to be like 150 million cap.
He's going to be the only player on the roster. He's in there in the locker room by himself.
Yeah. He looks like Will Smith at the end of that. In the last episode Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Where he's standing in the room all by himself.
That's exactly it.
But no, so what does this do then for other young quarterbacks who are getting ready to get to their big deal? So you got guys like, well, one Lamar's out there right now. We've talked about him a bunch already. Justin Herbert's coming up. Joe Burrow's coming up. Am I missing any? Those are the big ones, right?
Yeah.
They were talking about Tua.
Tua's not even in this world.
I'm just saying he was in this list of guys that young quarterbacks waiting to get that next contract.
Yeah.
He's not going to get that kind of deal, obviously. But you're right. Trevor Lawrence will be there next year, I think.
Yep. Were you guys kind of surprised that he was the first one of those three, like Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow? Because I thought he would be kind of towards the end. Like, I think it came down to like him and Joe, like who would make the most money.
Jalen?
Yeah. But well, I mean,
I think going to the Super Bowl last year and being 15-1, 14-2.
And it's not like his contract is awful. You know what I mean? It's he's got lottery money, basically. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, so but I don't
have to work anymore.
He kind of said
retire tomorrow.
He kind of said Justin Herbert's, because I don't think you can pay Justin Herbert more than that. You know what I mean? Like, after what you just saw Jalen Hurts do.
Yeah.
Basically have an MVP season.
So
he doesn't get hurt.
Let's go to Lamar real quick.
Yep.
It's funny.
And I think Aaron Butler might still be in here.
Yeah. So Lamar's not going to get more than Jalen Hurts. There's just no way. He's not getting $179 million guaranteed.
No, but he was offered, what was it, $175 and turned it down?
No, did they really offer him that?
Like, yeah.
That was the
Sleeper report. They tweeted it out. So
well, if he turned down $175,
that could go to $200.
And then he's dumb.
I don't think that he turned it down. I think they offered that and it's just out on the table. But you're right. He needs to take that contract.
If he doesn't for take sure that, needs to take
but that contract was offered last September. So with these other signings and stuff this offseason, I wonder if it's still on the table.
Wasn't it like 133 though? Or that was the short, they had two contracts. They had short contract that was like 133 guaranteed. And then they had a big, like 5-year Yeah, 200 million, something like that.
This dude is
a lot of money.
This dude's killing himself. Because you have to I understand you're a former MVP. This is a what have you done for me lately league. And I understand that he wins regular season games, but nobody gives a shit.
No, that was 4 years ago. And like we've said a million times, three straight years, he's declined.
Yes.
From that season.
He has one playoff win.
Yep.
So he has to understand where he's most valuable is Baltimore. If he goes to any other team, they got to completely restructure their entire offense. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know why he's doing it. If they really offered him $175 million guaranteed that could go up to $200 and he turned it down, I don't know what he's doing. And Baltimore's got to be at the point here. It was $175 at signing up, $200 million total guaranteed. Well, he's an idiot for not taking it.
That's a nice contract.
I mean, Aaron Butler, seriously, this is a serious question. Like, do you think that your quarterback should have taken that contract, locked it up, and been good to go?
He's not getting it anywhere else.
Well, obviously not. Yeah, because
nobody else is giving him that. Because it's obvious that if some team wanted him, they were going to give him more than that. Baltimore's clearly not willing to go any higher than that. Especially now. If Jalen got 179, why would you give Lamar more than that? Jalen's on the rise in the last 3 years. Lamar's been on the decline.
Correct. Yep.
So I don't know. I don't know. Good for the. To me, it's funny.
I kind of feel like the Eagles took the Browns approach a little bit, the set it, don't chase it, because they did jump out and give him this quick.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now you got guys like Lamar still out there wanting money bigger than this. Burrow's going to want money bigger than this.
Burrow is probably going
to. Herbert's going to want money close. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's going to be like the Browns were now. I mean, Deshaun's the fifth highest quarterback, paid quarterback in the league.
Aaron says it's his deal in negotiations, not mine, which is code for he should have taken the deal, but I don't want to say it because he's my quarterback. He's doing what Baker should have done with Duke Johnson. He's not speaking on other people's money.
That's true.
There you go. Yeah. So, no, I don't think. I think he's crazy. So do you think these guys get more? Like, where does it end? Are, like, 5 years from now, are quarterbacks just going to be making $300 million fully guaranteed contracts? Yeah,
maybe, because the TV contracts are all that money's coming. Like, I feel like the cap just is going to just keep going up, like, probably until we die.
And
I mean, every year there's a quarterback who signs who's now the new highest paid player in NFL history. It was Rodgers, Mahomes.
And it's about ego a lot of times. These guys are like, well, I'm better than that guy, so I should make more money than him. And you got, in part of that too, he's got agents in these guys' ears who are getting a big percentage of this. Who are like, you know, you're better than him. You should be getting more money than that. That kind of thing. I don't know. I think the NFL is the only league where it's not fully guaranteed money. Correct? Like MLB. I know the NBA is all fully guaranteed contracts. I always thought it was kind of crazy in the NFL that it wasn't fully guaranteed because.
So is baseball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what fully guaranteed, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the sport that has like the highest risk of where you know your career could be ended is the one where you don't get your contracts guaranteed. And I understand why they do it. The owners are protecting themselves because it is a high contact sport and there is a chance. But it's a player. I don't care about the owners. If there were no players, there'd be no league to watch. It'd just be a bunch of rich guys with stadiums with nothing to put in them.
with nice sponsored names.
Yes. Mm. So,
except in Cleveland.
Do you think we're trending towards fully guaranteed contracts for, like, do you think it's only going to be quarterback, or do you think it's going to start to sprinkle its way into other positions?
Well, if it ends up being what you just said, then Andrew Berry is even more of a genius for jumping out and getting Deshaun locked up when he did. If more of these guys are going to start demanding contracts like you see in the NBA and these other sports, because maybe he's got his ear to the ground knowing, like, this is coming.
Yeah, like the next time they collectively bargain, I could see guaranteed contracts being like a big thing.
True, and then maybe at that point, Deshaun's ends up being a cheap one compared to, I don't know.
Joe Burrow's.
Yeah.
So we got some people talking about possible, like some of the stadium stuff in here, so we can just kind of jump back real
sure.
quick.
Yeah.
It was kind of announced, like, I don't think there's going to be a roof on this thing.
Yeah.
Whether it's retractable or anything.
Now that's just downright stupid.
That's a miss. First of all, I guess we didn't touch on this. It says that it'll start in 2026 and they will probably have to play somewhere else for a few years.
That sucks.
With Columbus probably being a high possibility, I don't want to drive all the way to Columbus for games.
Well, where are they going to play?
Crew Stadium. They said Crew Stadium.
Crew Stadium? I've never been to the new one.
So they said like 50,000 capacity.
Because the Haslams own that, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah. I mean, these guys got so much money. They just bought into the Bucks.
They're just going to be flying.
They want to buy into the Dogs podcast. But no, I want them to play in Canton.
Canton would be sweet.
Be cool.
They'd probably have to add, I mean, it's already an NFL-ready stadium. Mm-hmm. They'd probably have to add 10,000 seats somehow, which I'm sure they could figure out a way to do it.
I think capacity, I looked at it not that long ago. Yeah, it's...
So I mean, if you look, the Chargers played in a pretty small stadium while SoFi was being built. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think Canton would be sweet. First of all, it'd be like an NFL game, but it'd be, I mean, the atmosphere, that'd be crazy because it's like... You're right there.
Yeah. I don't know if they could do parking, though, man. It's like I went and saw Dave Chappelle, and it was like you couldn't even get close to...
Okay, so it would be just like Cleveland.
No, man.
Dave Chappelle, I'm sure, was sold out.
I think so, yeah.
Well, so it'll be just like it was for Dave Chappelle.
There's going to be 10,000, 20,000 more people
there. That's only if they add seating.
And they should.
So, well, I guess they would have to make sure they at least have enough seats to cover season tickets.
I think 65,000.
There's not 65,000 season ticket holders.
No, I don't know about that. Okay, yeah. But capacity.
Yes, I'm saying they just had to have enough seats to cover the amount of season ticket holders they have. It's probably like 20,000. So the stadium might just be like...
Just enough for that.
Just enough for season ticket. So it might be very hard to get tickets if they played in Canton and didn't add any seats.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it would not be.
Yeah. But the no roof thing is a miss.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
First of all, I love the picturesque, like, it looks great on the lake, especially for a night game. But I kind of wanted them to get it off the lake because there's nowhere to park.
Yep.
It sucks. Sometimes I don't even go to Browns games because I don't feel like dealing with the traffic. And I don't feel like parking 15 minutes away from the stadium. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want to deal with it. I'd rather just be sitting in my house and get some food and then turn on my 70-inch TV and have a great view of the game. So right. I wanted them to move it to like Independence or
Parma
or like Lakeside or whatever, mm-hmm. just somewhere where they could build the stadium in a huge field where there's nothing around it. There's acres. And then they could just put thousands and thousands and thousands of parking seats. Like you see at stadiums across the country.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. But yep. It would probably cost the city too much money in parking. You know, they charge $40 for parking mm-hmm. on game days and stuff. But I wanted to get away from that because this is going to suck.
You need that like Cedar Point setup where you just kind of roll into like miles and miles of parking.
Yeah, right.
And then you still have to walk 40 minutes to the game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't like the idea of it going to Columbus. Like, I especially like, I don't know. That's part of like the fun of going to a Browns game. You're in the heart of Cleveland, you know, like I don't want to go, but if you guys think Cleveland traffic sucks, my God, go down to the Franklin County. Nobody knows how to drive in Columbus. It's awful.
And I hate driving.
It's awful.
For anybody who's kind of local to this area, driving on 70 to Columbus is awful.
Yeah.
It's just nothing but semi-trucks racing each other at 62 miles per hour.
Yep, it's bad. I did that for so many years.
And then you try to get off in Columbus, and there's five lanes of traffic all trying to get into one lane at the same time.
Yes, it's
awful.
I mean, your best bet's to go like 36 and go more towards like north, like by like Otterbein.
Okay.
You know, I forget what that's called up there, in the northern part of Columbus where Thomas used to live. Starts with a P. Polaris or somewhere up there, but to just go into Columbus and the Browns, that would suck.
Just make things worse.
Yes. So no, the stadium stuff, we'll see what happens. I guess we got 3 years to figure it out.
Yeah,
maybe they'll play at Crater Stadium.
So we got some stuff in the chat here. It's interesting. Aaron Butler, of course, is talking about Ravens are gonna sign Lamar after they get DeAndre Hopkins.
I
don't think that happens.
You secured Odell by if you had to overpay Odell by four times what other teams were willing to pay for him, what are you going to have to pay DeAndre Hopkins?
Hopkins said yesterday, he deleted the tweet, but he said he doesn't want new money. He said he's very cool just playing on a 15, 16 year, million a year contract.
Yeah, maybe with a quarterback who can throw him the ball. Damn. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing is, The fact that they had to overpay Odell by that much to get him to go there screams like receivers aren't begging to go to Baltimore.
No.
You know what I mean?
Especially when you don't know who the quarterback even is.
Yes. So they're not, if they get Hopkins, that'd be, I mean, I don't know. The Ravens do some things, so I don't want to say there's a 0% chance, but I don't see that happening.
I still, like, okay, DeAndre Hopkins, I think, still has at least another good, like, pretty solid season in him. He's going to be 30, 31, but Odell, like I keep telling people, nobody in the world has seen him play football since his second ACL surgery. So I don't know. I mean, can he play? Maybe. Can he not? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, and we talked
a lot to pay for a guy you don't know.
We talked about this. Odell would have been. I would have loved to have Odell back in Cleveland as our third. There, he's their one, and Aaron's been in our comments saying he's not their one. Rashad Bateman's their one. Get the. Okay, cool. Rashad Bateman's your one then.
I don't believe that.
Have fun. He'll play four games.
Oh, hey, one of our truck drivers entered the chat.
Who?
One of those truck
drivers. Cheryl Cotton. Hey, buddy. Thanks for supporting the show. And screw you. Go faster. Or don't drive right next to another semi-truck while I'm trying to get to Columbus.
That's super fun.
That's awesome.
It's only on 70. Yeah, too.
It's really bad. Like Blake's not exaggerating. It's true.
I'd be on 70.
Exactly, like semi-truck races are a real thing.
Exactly like that. I'd be on 77 south going 80, no problem. And as soon as you get on 70 west, it's just
chaos.
Four lanes of semis going 61, 63. 62 and a half.
62 and three quarters.
Yeah. And they're just from, I'm like, God damn. I don't know. We're live. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So, well, we appreciate you listening to the show. For the years of my struggles, subscribe for 99 cents and become a dog pack member. Oh, man. Let's look inside the division then real quick. What do you think Joe Burrow gets? Because there's talk, like, I mean, people this year were talking about Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes.
No, that guy's getting a bag.
Yeah.
But the problem is the Bengals are cheap. Very
well,
cheap.
Then he'll go get the bag somewhere else.
He's getting it, man. He's getting paid.
I think he ends up as the next highest paid player
in NFL history.
So I don't think Hurts holds this down for very long.
I don't think it's going to be like mind-blowing, like $50 million over the so if Hurts is getting, let's say, 255, I wouldn't be surprised if Burrow got like 265, 270. And with it, if Hurts can go up to, what, 285 or whatever we said it was, then, you know, incentives up to like 290, 295. Like, That's a lot of money, though. That's a lot of money.
Do you think Joey, like, do you think he wants Deshaun? Like, Lamar, the talk was he wanted to get to 230 because he wanted what Deshaun got. Do you think that's in Joe Burrow's mind? Or do you think he'll just be happy, like, in that Hurts, like, a little more than Hurts?
I watched his leg broken half, like, 2 years ago. So if I was him, I'd want a lot of guaranteed money.
Joe Burrow strikes me as the type of guy with the ego.
What makes you say that, Josh? Yeah. What makes you think that? No, I'm with you.
Yeah,
man.
But when you hear him talk, he actually sounds pretty like
chill.
I mean, he's Joe Chill.
He's Joe Chill wants the money, though.
You don't have to be Joe not chill to have an ego. I think that he plays like he's one of the best. I mean, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
That's fair.
He plays like he is. He knows he is. Thinks he is.
Here's the thing I want to tell these guys, and Tom Brady figured this out a long time ago. Is once you hit a certain threshold of money you make, like the more there's a, it doesn't make your life any better. Like $100 million in somebody who has $100 million and somebody who has $120 million, they're living the same life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, do yourself a favor. If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm getting like a very healthy contract, but I'm saying, hey,
please give me an offensive line.
Keep me Jamar Chase. Keep me T Higgins. Mm-hmm. Because that's what keeps me good.
Right.
You know what I mean? He can go out and get a 200 and whatever million dollar contract, and then they won't pay, and it'll be Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and nobody. They've already lost a bunch of their defense. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because not everybody has Andrew Berry in his, I don't know, he's like a money launderer or something. He just moves numbers around. He does some fancy some crazy accounting. Stuff. So. Anything else we want to touch on here? I know that was kind of like the three main topics we wanted to get into today.
I think just reiterate, while we've got a lot more viewers now than at the beginning, draft night next Friday night, April 28th, 7 o'clock, we'll be live YouTube right here. We'll be in our other studio. DF, like you said at the beginning, will be with us. So it'll be all five of us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to recap the first round. We'll, you know, go through the second and third round. Hope maybe the Browns trade back into the second round, do something cool.
Yes,
that'd be here awesome. To talk about it.
Again, we'll have the contest with homage. It's going to be, the draft night's going to be a ton of fun. So if you're here, if you like this, and even if you didn't like this, the draft night will probably be way better. but hopefully you guys did enjoy this. We like doing these lives because it's cool just getting the interaction from you guys in the in the comments. We like talking with you guys, all that good stuff. So we appreciate you guys being here. Again, draft night next Friday night. That'll be the episode for the week, I would imagine. I don't know if I can talk my wife into letting me do a 6-hour live and doing another night away at the studio.
That's always our episode for that week because, I mean, it's 3+ hours of coverage, and it's, yeah.
The first time we did it, I was not prepared for that.
No.
You were not either.
The first night was at the brewery.
The brewery.
We streamed live from on site.
Yeah. I was drinking the whole time, and I got to the, 20th pick, and I was like, we've been here for 3 hours. I don't want to stay here for another hour.
You remember real quick, we'll just flashback how bad we actually wanted Rashad Bateman badly. Real bad. And then they drafted Greg Newsom, and our reactions were,
And everybody slammed us. Everybody was super ticked. You know who I wanted? I wanted J.C. Horn, but there's just no way we were ever going to go up that high.
No, I remember being disappointed for 10 minutes until we let it go. And now I couldn't be more pumped.
Oh, and part of it too was it was so late. It was such a long show. We weren't ready for it by any stretch. No. We didn't really get to do any analysis on Greg Newsom because we were like, okay, the Browns pick, let's go home.
Well, I had just had knee surgery 3 weeks before that, and I spent the night running up and down those stairs.
Yeah, because you were doing the contest downstairs.
Yes.
I laugh because I'm like, none of us even volunteered.
My wife
brought a whole viewer party, and it was right next to us. She brought probably 15 people, I think. There was a ton of people in that top loft with us.
Yeah.
Very fun.
No,
man, that was a good time.
Draft night's a good time. It rivals ESPN, NFL, absolutely. Network. It rivals all the big guys.
Just with a lot less
knowledge.
I was going to say, you can't beat this analysis.
Yeah, this is true.
Actually, this year is going to be dog pack provided, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So we'll see you guys next Friday night. We appreciate you guys being here. Huge shout out to all the people who have already subscribed to be a YouTube member, and to anybody who joined tonight. We really appreciate it. It helps the show out a ton. Look how awesome the screen looks for you guys right now. So that stuff's not free. So your 99 cents helps. We appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week, and until then, go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.